We are now moving to the halachas of Arba Minim, that Simin Tafresh Mem Tesim will be doing the first sif. Kol Arba Haminim Psulim Begozel Uveganuv Bein Lefnei Yeush Bein Laacher Yeush. The halachas, all four minim are pasul, whether you stole it derek zela, you stole it derek geneva, whether the owner already was Messiahish or not Messiahish, because Yeush alone is not Kona. Therefore, on the first day, it's not Lochem, and aside from that, it's a mitzvah Abba Bavera. Avol, gozel v'kono b'lisiyu ha-mitzvah. What happens if he stole it, and he made a kinyan without the actual mitzvah? Kagon, gozel lulav v'shipeyu. You had a lulav that was not usable, you went and you smoothed it out to make it usable. Kosher, the kanya b'shinu maisa. So there it is kosher, because you were konit b'shinu maisa. Shinu maisa makes it that it is now yours. But you cannot make a bracha on it, because it's still a haskara of Shem Shamayim, and you can't make a Shem Shamayim on something that was initially stolen. The Magen Avraham says that that's only talking about where there's a Shini Maisa without Yish, but after Yish you can make a bracha. The Taz and the Gra are cholik on him, and they hold that you cannot make a bracha. The Yeshmi Shomer, the Lo Nifsel Gozel, the Gon of El Lagana Velagazn Atzmo, Avalacherim Kosher B'Shar Yomim Chutz Miyom Rishon. Now, on the first day, if you're not konit, it's not yours, you're certainly not yotze. But let's take a case where you are konit, so the gazlin himself it'll be also for, because of mitzvah bal bavera. For somebody else, this sheet in the machaber holds that it's going to be mutter. Now, this here, we're talking about for the ganav and gazlin themselves, even after yish, it's also. The Yeshmisha Omer says that it's not a mitzvah bal bavera by the person who didn't steal it. However, the Magen Avraham claims that it is Gezel. And that is that until you're Kona it, you're holding on to someone else's object. So he says that if it was before Yish, there's no way that someone else could be Yotze even on the other days. Now others say that you can be Somach on the Mechaber even though there was no Yish, but on this day in the Mechaber, but you should not make a Bracha. Hagah, says the Ramah, ומשום זה יש לזור שלו יקצץ הישראל בעצמו אחד מדלת מינים שבלולב לצורך לולבו. One should not cut his own lulav. The karka in an exelus, because karka is not considered leaving one's rishus. Ustam kusim gozle karka hen. Your average non-Jew in those days was holding on to land that he did not really own. V'yova b'gzele liyodo, so you will get it as a gazlin. Eli yitzatzenu kusi, let him cut it. The yikne mehem, and you'll go and get from him. This way, you will have had Yush and Shini Rishus before you get hold of it. Vein chiluk ben Eretz Yisrael vein chutz laretz. There's no difference in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. They're all choshed and living on stolen land. Lemaisa, the Mishtabur comes out that bisman hazeh, that most land is registered with the government, and that when you buy it, it really is yours by way of Dina de Malchusa, that we don't have this chshash. Further, Lulav sha'ogdo kusi vaso kosher kamo sukas kusi. If a non-Jew went and tied down the lulav for you, he did the ego, the halacha is that b'dieved you yotze with that. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that lechatchili certainly shouldn't do it because he's not a bar chiyuva. And based on that, he says that a woman should not do the eged on the lulav. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah holds me ikar adin that it's not a problem.